Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, how are you? Welcome in Sports Radio WEEI. It's Christian Arcan. It's Megan Ottolini. It's Arcan and Mego for now. As you know, we'll be adding Adam Jones to the show in about 2 weeks. Very excited about that. How was your long weekend there, Megan?
It was eventful.
Was it?
It was fun.
Why'd you laugh? Why'd you laugh when I asked you that?
Because I told you about how my weekend went, and you were pretty much like, I don't know if we should talk about that on air.
I didn't say that.
You're like, well, you asked a couple specifics before I said, well, I don't really care. I think it's fine to talk about. I mean, I used to be a reporter. I used to report on news like this.
Whatever
it's
you
not
have
like
to...
It's like private information.
No. I did, that was an open-ended question. You can say as much or as little as you want to
say.
I'll say
this much, and we'll get into all the football. I stand corrected. I thought that this was going to be a bad weekend of wild card games. It was awesome. Like, pretty much almost every single game was exciting in one way or another, or at least interesting. What happened over my weekend, one evening, I live in the city.
Yes.
And someone got shot outside,
right by your apartment.
My house.
Okay.
I heard the gunshots. There were about eight of them.
First of all, they live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's everybody, good. It wasn't even, and I asked you about
you were
it.
Laughing pretty hard right there.
It wasn't even life-threatening injuries.
Okay.
According to the reports I read.
Flesh wound.
I don't know how that happens. He gets shot eight times. Maybe it was like 50 Cent outside my apartment or something.
The guy got shot eight times?
The person did, yes.
The person did.
My word.
Shoot him eight times in the foot?
I was insane. Yeah, I don't know if this was like a spider situation with Goodfellas and there was a drink order that went wrong.
Now crawl and give me the drink now.
So, yeah, and it was around the time that I take my dog out, which is kind of nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And then my dog, my dumbass dog, slipped.
Wait, were you outside when it happened?
Right after.
Okay.
I didn't realize because I heard the gunshots.
So you hear the gunshots and said, let's go investigate.
This is going to sound like I live in a really bad area and
McGruff
I don't.
McGruff the crime dog.
I thought someone was banging on the liquor store door on the street. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like I live in the wire right
Some
now.
Some people like
I don't.
To do, just go bang on the door.
I thought somebody was mad that the liquor store was closed, so They were banging on, you know, they pull down the metal sheet in front of the storefronts when you live in a really good neighborhood.
Right.
And I thought somebody was hitting the metal sheet thing.
Tell
you know
me
what
you've
I'm
never
about?
Heard a gunshot without telling me you've never heard a gunshot.
Well, I've heard a
shotgun
I thought
shot someone was banging
shot.
On the door.
I thought... I was
there
like,
was a gunshot, but that was also me at the liquor store, too.
I thought somebody was banging on the door of the liquor store.
Yeah.
So I went outside, and then the cops are rolling up, and I'm like, oh, well, now I kind of want to, like, see what's happening, because that's where my brain goes. So me and my dog are hanging out there, and they're rolling out the, you know, yellow caution tape.
Right.
And making a crime scene out of it. And my dog slipped her collar, which she's never done before.
Yeah, but you know what? Huskies do that. That's yeah, why huskies aren't great dogs to have, because they get out of their collar and just start running all over the place.
So my dog ran through the crime scene, and the cops I just want to remind everyone's okay. Like, everyone right. in the crime
but
is
But now
okay.
they'll never catch the shooter because you tainted crime scene.
I don't know. So I'm, like, chasing my dog. The cops were just obviously preoccupied with the real crime.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, your dog went that way. And I ended up chasing my dog around my neighborhood for the next 45 minutes. And
did your dog
sucked.
Catch the shooter?
No. Not yet.
Sounds like she was close. Sounds
so
like she picked up the scent.
That was my eventful weekend.
I could just see the guy sitting in the crime lab. This is it. This is the evidence that will crack the case. I believe the person was shot by... Is this dog hair? did a dog shoot the... We put an APB out for all gray-haired dogs immediately.
I believe the shooter pooped in the woods. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, the Twitch chat is asking why I went outside when there were gunshots. I thought someone was banging on the door of the liquor store.
Because some people go to the danger and some run from
it. I'm an idiot. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm so stupid. And now I know what they sound like.
Wants to get into the liquor store.
I feel like I need to reiterate that everybody was okay. I followed up reading the news reports, and I was very interested in the story after I caught my dog, because she ran into someone else's house.
I was going to say, how long did it take you to find...
For about 45 minutes.
Jeez.
45 minutes to find the dog?
It was so annoying. She thought it was the best game ever. And this is, like, right next to an active crime scene. And finally,
and loud noises too. Like, that's all the things dogs love.
I grabbed her after she ran into someone else's house. Mm-hmm. She followed a woman and her kids into someone else's house. I grabbed her and I was walking her back up the street. And the cops were like, "Hey, fun chase there, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, this. I know. I understand. Your job is so much more important, mm-hmm. but this was like." You know, I did just run for 45 minutes.
You should have been like, I got the perp. How about you guys?
Sir, I don't appreciate it. This is a matter of life and death. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for mocking me.
I caught who I was chasing. What about you guys?
Wait. Okay. Was that a gunshot?
No.
Oh.
That's somebody knocking on a door.
That's what it sounded. I swear to God, I still think it sounds like
that.
So
wait, how far, like, as the crow flies, how far away was it from, like, your front door?
I can't say.
Okay.
I really can't.
All right. But it was close. It was close enough that you could hear it.
Yeah.
And that walking the dog, it didn't take long to get there.
And I walked around like, duh, duh. Like, I guess the liquor store is closed.
I guess the guy banging on the door in the liquor store is not there anymore. They must have let him in.
That guy wanted a six pack. I don't understand.
I don't know, man. Like, the suburbs freak me out, but... I got to say, I was a lot more rattled by my dog slipping her collar than mm-hmm. anything else that happened.
I was a city person. I grew up in the city. I live in the suburbs
Did
now.
Did you ever hear that noise in the North End?
I heard noises in the North End, sure. I don't know if in the suburbs now, I've never heard anyone banging on the door of the liquor store.
We'll call
and
it that.
Or shooting or whatever. It's just not in my neck of the woods these days, unfortunately. But that's exciting. That's more exciting than my weekend.
I do want to call out one more person on the Twitch chat because mm-hmm. they said I'm a bad owner. Of my dog. Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do if your dog slips out. She's wearing two collars, and one of them is metal. It's like a special security collar that I put on her, and she slipped out of it.
Are you going to have to get one of those, like, pit bull collars that, like, dig into them? You know what I'm talking about?
First of all, she already had that.
She has that?
Yeah, and she slipped it.
And she got out of that?
So I went yesterday.
I thought the whole point of those is you can't slip
exactly.
it. They, like, dig into you.
Yeah, and so I went to the pet store, and I was like, my idiot dog slipped this collar. So they gave me one that's even more intense. Like, now she looks like Hannibal Lecter, like, she's walking around the neighborhood. Like, she looks like she's been banging on the doors of some liquor stores. We'll say that.
That's too bad.
Stop. It's jarring. I probably shouldn't have talked about this on the radio because I haven't talked to, like, a ton of people in my personal life about it. And they're
going
to be upset by this. But I can't come on here and lie. So you guys know this about me now.
That's good. And I'm glad that your dog is, you know, the type of dog.
Like, my dog is going to walk out
tries
now.
To solve crimes, you know?
People are going
to
be like, Omar's coming. It's going to be like a wire when I walk my dog down the
All the drug
street
dealers
now.
Run away.
Like, all the kids are going to yell at each other. Killy's coming. she's got this, I'm sorry, the metal thing around her neck is like 3 inches deep. It is so large. It looks like a bear trap on her.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe get the smaller one so that she can't get out of it.
No, that's what she had before.
That's what you have to have?
Yeah. Right. My brother had a German Shepherd.
Are you
going
to have to go like full body harness maybe?
Full body harness.
Full body harness?
That's what I think what
the next step
is.
That's tough.
But you know, when the dog's in the harness, and again, this is a, I just had to get into this. I had to get it off my chest. When the dog's in the harness, doesn't it make them look kind of like a kitty cat, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
A harness dog?
Yeah.
A harness dog is like such a Gen Z dog.
Not tough. Like not, you know,
yeah,
can't
like
handle yourself.
Exactly. Like they can't be in a collar.
Right.
Like, your dog's in a harness.
But it's mostly...
Your dog can't be in a collar.
Like right. It looks like the dog is in the harness so that you can pick up the dog more easily and carry it around and then put it in a stroller. And so right now we've got a bear trap around my dog.
New suggestion. Let's put Killington in a stroller.
No.
I like that.
That. Now that you know what my neighborhood, I don't think it's going to fly.
No, probably not.
Not get a lot of
some
respect
aggressive
that
door knockers.
That is an exciting week. My weekend just consisted of sitting around watching football basically the entire time. And
that's
my
what I was trying to do.
Heart was broken last night. No shot, nothing around me. Just sitting there watching Tom Brady's career. Probably, I don't know. That seemed to me like the type of game that you end a career on, because the way he walked off the field, the way he was sort of talking to the Tampa Bay media, all of that. I don't know. There's a lot of opportunities for him, and it was sad. It was sad watching him go out like that. I was bummed out watching Brady last night.
Do you still have that level of, I guess, because I'm not from here, so I grew up, you know, with a different relationship to Tom Brady than people here. You still have that investment in him?
Definitely.
Like now that he's been with Tampa so many years?
100%. It hasn't been that long.
A little piece of you doesn't feel like, oh, at least he's not going deep into the playoffs without us?
No.
There's not even just a little, like, 5% of you that watches him get his, you know, passes batted down. He throws to Cameron Brate and can in quadruple.
And am I happy
coverage
about it? I'm happy that
and you're
no,
like,
I'm not.
He doesn't have it anymore. He should have never left.
Well, I didn't think that I didn't want him to leave, and I don't think he wanted to leave either. I think he got pushed out the door, and you know, he clearly proved that it was the wrong move there in the last 2 years, and even this year. I mean, listen, even this year with that piddling performance in the postseason, still a little bit better than Bill and the Patriots. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Every step of the way, every step since he's left, he's bested the Patriots at every turn, and since I know the Patriots aren't really going anywhere, at least not this year, I was sort of hoping,
they're done.
It'd be good to see Tom Brady. I thought that they could beat Dallas, too. I thought Dallas was a fraudulent team, and I still sort of think
that
they are.
Tampa could beat Dallas?
Absolutely, I did. I thought.
How much of Dallas have you watched? Because I'm going to call that out as this crappy-ass new AFC East bias that looks at NFC teams, and, like, I'm surprised that you have this perspective because of your age.
I think Dallas is not that good. I think Dallas is sort of a soft team.
I think everybody in the AFC looks at the NFC and thinks that they can just, like, I'm trying not to be gross, but just, like, they can blow their nose with them. And they act like football didn't exist before 2001. And it's so annoying to me. Like, I understand that some of these franchises have been totally irrelevant, but the way that people, we're going down a little bit of a tangent, but the way that people will talk about Dak Prescott but not talk about Jalen Hurts is so irritating to me.
Jalen Hurts is in the NFC, too.
That's what I mean, though. Like, they'll barely give respect to Dak after several years, and I say this as somebody who grew up around Washington as a Washington fan. Like, you gotta watch it last night and respect it and not just be like, wow, you know, the Tampa Bay is just a total doormat of a team that they let them run over. I mean, it looked like that at times with the defense.
That's exactly what it looked like the whole game. And Tampa Bay was 9-8 this year, whatever they were.
You act like the Cowboys are just a dumpster fire.
They're not a dumpster fire. I do think they're fraudulent, and they're clearly not a dumpster fire.
Why are they
fraudulent? They smoked the Buccaneers just based on the way they sort of looked this year at times. I thought that they were going to be a real sort of bar setter in the NFC, and the Eagles really, I think, took that over, and I think the Cowboys kind of shrinked away from it. And, you know, they got a good matchup in that first round.
Well,
and I think
they were
Tampa
playing the backup
right
for like a third of the season.
I know.
So
I know.
I think that would throw a pretty big wrench into anybody's plans. And the fact that they're here and look like this now, aren't they peaking exactly when you want them to?
You think Dallas is going to the Super Bowl?
Could be.
I don't know.
And I hate to say it. I hate
Come
to say
on.
It.
Dallas, I feel like, is a historic, and, you know, since Troy Aikman left, just historically a disappointing team. And I feel like Dak Prescott and the rest of these guys are kind of the same. But they were good enough to beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady done. And not only is he done now, but I believe, and maybe this was earlier than this with Carr and the Raiders and everything, but I would say now, with Brady officially being done and the way he talked to those Tampa Bay people, that the quarterback carousel I don't know if it's starting to move yet, but the music's starting, right? You know that music that you hear when you're on the carousel? I think that's starting to play, right? We'll see if the horses start going yet or not, and we'll start talking about some of these teams here that have QB openings, quarterbacks that are going to be out there looking around to move, and where are they going to go? Also, if you look online at a couple of sports books, there is a team out there with the odds-on favorite to land Lamar Jackson, and it's the Patriots. We'll get to all of that right after trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio WEEI. It's Christian Arcan, Megan Ottolini. The soon-to-be Jones and Mego show with me, Arcan. That'll be starting in just about a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we'll get to your phone calls here in just a minute. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. So, Megan, you didn't have much of a reaction to Tom Brady walking off the field and not, you know, sort of saying goodbye to the media, all that. It didn't do anything. It didn't mean anything to you.
Of course I want to see him keep playing. Like, I love covering him, and I love watching him play. I didn't love watching him play last night, and it's one game, right? Like, he hasn't had an outstanding year. He can still ball out. He can still play. I don't doubt that. I don't think this is the last that we'll see of him.
Okay.
Do you feel differently?
At points during the walk, he stopped and kissed his mom and dad, you know, and they were right there outside the thing. Like, why were they right there? Why were they standing right there at the mouth of that little ramp that they walk out before they go into the locker room? Like, why was that all sort of set up that
probably
way?
Does
he always
lost?
Do that? I know. I guess maybe that's it. But I don't know. Just something about it. There seemed like there was, and this year with him, it seemed like it was different from the other years in Tampa Bay. It seemed like there was a little bit.
Well, he was going through personal crisis.
Absolutely. And probably maybe that's something that's going to cloud his next decision or cloud what he does next. And when I say cloud, I don't mean that he didn't already have an idea of what he wanted to do. He probably has the whole thing plotted out somewhere. But that year, that could be the type of year and that kind of playoff loss. I mean, they got no chance in that game.
Was not competitive.
It really wasn't. I mean, they had no chance at all. Even with that poor kicker, that Dallas kicker missing every single extra point.
No,
still had no chance in that game.
I know. I'm like, I almost was like, is there, come on. Does he have money on this?
Who'd
like,
you feel worse for, Tom Brady or that Mara, the kicker?
The kicker. Come on. 100% the kicker.
That
but
guy. He had a good year, too, that guy.
Knowing Brady's personality and his history
and
everything going on that went on in his personal life over the last, you have to assume, like last year, I can't see why he would want to go out that way at all. Like, I think the biggest question, and it was probably already a question anyway, is whether he'll return with Tampa for next year. But he always said he wanted to play till 45. He's 45 now. I feel like after this past season, he knows that he can still play physically. He has the mental aptitude and everything to still play. It's just a matter of, does he want to go back to Tampa? Is it a situation because of shared custody? Would he go to the Raiders? I saw a lot of people photoshopping him in a Raiders uniform. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, I'm not sure that that makes that much more sense than him coming back to New England, which I don't think
like
is going to happen at all.
Last year, though,
right?
It sounded
but
like everything was in
different.
Place.
I think that was when his family, for the most part, besides his one son, were all living in the same location.
Right.
And especially now with the split custody during the season and off season, obviously. Like, does he want to go out and be on a completely different opposite coast to his family?
No,
like, probably not.
It's not like Florida's really close to his family either. Like, you know, like their kids are in New York.
Well, one kid is in New York.
Right. And that was sort of the problem, right? As well, I don't want to be so far away.
He didn't want to leave the East Coast.
Yeah, I guess. But if it's, you know, a 2.5 hour flight to Florida or a 3.5 hour flight or 4.5, whatever it is, to Vegas.
Dude,
I mean,
that's like a 6 hour flight.
A 6 hour flight to Vegas?
Yeah. From the East Coast?
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Look it up.
All right.
And
maybe,
that especially,
maybe I'm off about
well, look, that. It depends whether you got the tailwinds with you or against you. You know, that's always...
Tailwinds or the headwinds.
But it's not an easy
big
trip.
Big factor. Sure.
You can't say like, oh, it's like being between Virginia and Florida.
Right. But
know?
It's also like, not like he's really close to New York. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
close to two of his kids right now.
Sure.
And I think that's especially the ages that they're at. He feels like that.
Right.
Important.
But that's the other thing is they're teenagers. You know, like they're not, it's not like they're little kids. I thought this was a weird thing that he brought up last time he retired and unretired. He's like, well, you know, it's with the kids and everything. It's like, yeah, your kids are teenagers. Like, do teenagers want to hang out with their dad all that much? And also, you have a very long offseason. I think he just says the stuff about the kids when he's in between sort of fighting for leverage with a new team or something like that.
I guess I'm less cynical, but I'm not a parent like you, and it sounds like you want to escape your son. So
I don't want to escape my son. It's fine. I'm just saying there's a difference between, like, a baby and a high school kid. You know,
there's
like,
not a big difference.
Got to spend time with my kid. Like, okay, Tom, like, I guess. Like, I see what you mean. I'm not saying there's any problem with that. I just feel like he brings it up sort of when it's convenient for him. That being said.
He talks about it strategically.
Yes, exactly. And I think that out of all the teams, out of Tampa Bay, Vegas, any team you can think of, the one that's the most likely to really make a full court press.
Let's say it on the same time. Count of three.
One, two, three.
Miami.
Dolphins.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Okay.
And
I'm
it's because of Steven
Mind
Ross.
Mind meld right there.
Yeah.
We've barely done this show together, just the two of us, and look at that.
We're right there.
It's incredible.
The Dolphins, I think, have the best match in terms of an owner that will do whatever he can do to bring in his Michigan guy.
Just
and
devious.
That's what he cares about,
whether
and that's
it's
what he'll do.
By the rules or not by the rules.
Exactly.
He'll do whatever it takes.
He'll have a secret meeting on the yacht. He'll go out into international waters and make sure no one's around. Like,
hey, Brian Flores, we're going to have lobster on the deck. Oh, hey, isn't that Tom Brady over there? What a coincidence. I can't believe it.
Isn't that wild? That's a thing that actually happened.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to playing this out, so what do they do, and this, I don't mean to sound callous, but this is the way that they're thinking behind closed doors. What do they do with Tua? Like, is that a situation then? Because you don't want to make it look like then you're throwing Tua out on the scrap heap after, like, because he's damaged goods or whatever, after having three concussions, and the second one is almost certainly, like, blood on your hands because you played him fewer than 5 days after the first concussion. So you certainly have a hand in that. And the third one, you know, and I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not going to say whether the first two contributed to that one. But is he good? Does he go to backup for Brady then? Like, do you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, I know what you mean.
What's the situation? You went, oh, you're a free agent now, Tua. And he's like, thanks.
Greer
it's
McDaniels.
It's kind of like dropping your dog off in the park and never coming back.
Kind of. Chris Greer is their GM, was very open about it. He was very forceful about it. He said, Tua's our starting quarterback, and I don't know how he can say it any more clear than we've been throughout the season. We anticipate him working and talking with the doctors and consultants and everyone we've dealt with. We fully expect him back next year. 100% ready to go. It's like, that's really optimistic of you, Chris Greer, and it's great that you believe in your doctors and you believe in Tua and that, you know, you're so gung-ho about all this. But realistically, number one, I think that that's kind of, maybe callous is the right word there, but yeah, we're all full steam ahead. We anticipate him talking to the doctors, and we expect him back next year 100% ready to go. That's a bold expectation to have for a guy who went through as much as he went through this year in such a short period of time. It was only a couple of months in between all three of those concussions that he suffered, and they were serious ones. They were like Mark Savard, my career may never be the same concussions.
My life may never be the same if it keeps going this way.
And that's sort of what McDay's just trying to get through the day. Remember we said that? He's like, he's just worried about today. And then, you know, now all of a sudden, 100% ready to go next year. Even if you think that's true, you have to have a backup plan. Even if that's true, you have to have a backup plan that's better than Skylar Thompson.
Brady's not a backup plan.
That's
sort
of the
point. Brady is plan A. And it's just, it puts you in a weird situation on many levels, and it makes the most sense for Brady. And if you can get 46-year-old Brady and he can play at the level that you had him this season, mm-hmm. if not a little bit better, and because maybe there's not as much off field drama going on, and that's just human nature, you know, I'm not like holding that against him or anything, but then you got Tyreek Hill and Waddle, you know,
right?
Then you make a run, then you're in a division where you have to contend with the Bills, but I think they've proven that they can do that even with Skylar Thompson.
You also have a head coach that really felt like he was pushing all his chips to the center of the table when it came to the and I don't mean it the way it sounds, but the rehab process of Tua Tagovailoa, basically trying to get Tua's head in a place where he believes in himself and basically building an entire team around it. And then Mike McDaniel has to sit down with ownership and go, listen, it's really nice that you want to do right by Tua, but we're thinking of bringing in Tom Brady. Does he just go, okay, sure, no problem, nice knowing you, Tua? Or does he also become the latest Miami Dolphins head coach to get thrown to the curb because they don't want to get in line, like Brian Flores, with what ownership is trying to do for the Dolphins?
I think he's different than Flores that way. I feel like Mike McDaniel would not be somebody who, I think he would play nice with ownership.
Oh, you think he'd go along with it?
Yeah.
I think he'd go along with it. I think he'd sort of do what he's told.
Be a little fraudulent then.
Yeah, maybe. But he also didn't handle the whole thing that great to begin with. Like, I didn't think that his whole thing with Tua was all that admirable to begin with. And again, he's a rookie head coach. You can see he learned a lot. He learned about how not to vape on the sideline and get caught in the 4K there by everybody. You know what's interesting about that? I tweeted this. If he really vaped on the sideline, with all the people that were at the game and everybody who had a camera pointed at that sideline, someone would have saw him blow the smoke out, right?
Did he swallow it?
Well, or he did the old concert.
Don't isolate that.
Like a goat.
The old concert trick where you blow it into your shirt, you know, so the security doesn't see, which I've never done before. But like, you know, other people may have. And he could have done that, I guess. But he had fist up to the lips, okay? And then clearly a motion that either he's putting on lipstick or he was hitting his vape pen.
Maybe his hands were cold.
He was wearing gloves.
It looked like he was wearing rubber gloves.
Your hands can still be cold in gloves.
I suppose they could.
I can't even talk about this because I'm such a nerd when it comes to smoking stuff, just because it's never been like part of my life.
Okay.
Because you can't vape tobacco anymore, right? At least in Massachusetts, you can't vape the flavored tobacco anymore.
I don't know. I don't think they sell it anymore.
They like canceled.
They just
banned
the flavors,
the Juul pods and stuff, right?
I believe it's just like, I don't know, regular or
but
vanilla.
You can, so you
delicious
can vanilla.
I don't know, just like some type
flavor
of regular like flavor. Like they're not.
You can't
have a flavor.
You can vape the equivalent of like a Marlboro, right?
Yes, it can't be like menthol.
So he's not necessarily, okay. I mean, if he was vaping on the sidelines, this is not informed whatsoever. I don't feel like I should have to say that. But he's vaping, he's not vaping tobacco, right?
Um, I I would say, I don't know.
Is he
the
like
game
calming
in,
his nerves?
Game was in New York. maybe CBD.
As a former cigarette smoker, I look at all those vape people and just be like, you guys look like you're so stupid. Walking down the street and all of a sudden this big gaseous cloud just emerges from the top of your head. I think y'all look dumb.
You hit the USB drive is
right.
What it looks like.
Well, so, but the tobacco vapes, those ones like with the big clouds that you're talking
it's
about.
It's odorless. I can do it inside.
There's no way he could have done that on the sideline and no one noticed that. Like, if he's but big dragon clouds on the sideline, like, someone's going to see
very,
it,
very
you know?
Slowly exhaling. I mean, it's Buffalo, after all.
But
I don't know if
he's
freezing.
Why not just, like, toss a pouch in instead?
I'd have more respect if he just ripped a cigarette on the... I mean, can they not smoke cigarettes on the sidelines?
No, you can't smoke a cigarette.
No,
that's
Ryan,
on the
that's
sideline
cannot.
Of an NFL
I think,
game?
I think coaches should be allowed to smoke cigarettes on
Jim
the sidelines.
Jim Leland in the dugout.
Right. Len Dawson, that was the last
ridiculous.
One. Completely
ridiculous.
High-pressure situations here.
617-779-7937. There's your phone number. One other thing, as it pertains, I would say, to the quarterback carousel, which I believe is already starting here, or at the very least, the music's starting.
You know this
starting.
Is going to piss me off.
Is it?
You know it is.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't take it up with me. Take it up with the wise guys.
Start it up.
According to sportsbetting.ag, if the Ravens decide to move on from Lamar Jackson, the Patriots would be the betting favorites to land him. Jackson, who declined to attend, and I'm reading from Boston.com, who declined to attend Baltimore's first-round playoff match. I'll put that music back on. I liked it. With Cincinnati Sunday night. Thank you. As he continues to recover from a PCL sprain, could become a free agent at the end of the year if he does not come to an agreement with the team and Baltimore does not franchise tag him. Why would this upset you? Why would this make you mad?
Everything
the Patriots
about this upsets
are
me.
The betting favorite to land a guy it's, who may
so
be a free agent.
Based on what?
Like, based what is, on their what is need the inf- for a quarterback.
What is the info that they have? Because the other favorites in there are Atlanta and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is look at what Lamar Jackson is going to cost. So SpotTrack right now has his market value 6 years, $244,488,332. Average salary of $40.7 million. Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of money.
When have you ever thought that the last free agent that they picked up was Cam Newton, and it was the last one that he signed was like $1 million contract?
Free agent quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how'd that
That's
go?
What I mean.
How'd
exactly.
That go? Right.
One
so great. Maybe you should try something else. Maybe. And also,
it's just so absurd.
If
it's
Mac
not-
Jones has a good season or a couple good seasons and he asks for an extension, it's going to be something like this. So if anyone's out there like, well, you know, you're sticking with Mac Jones, it can't be Lamar Jackson. You can't give him that kind of money. That's the kind of money Mac's going to want. And any quarterback who's worth it is going to want. And I hate to say it, Lamar Jackson, even with all the injuries, is worth it. And I'd take him over Mac. I would. I don't think that I wouldn't even really hesitate that much. I'd pay the money for it. I would get that guy in here, and I think that immediately makes you a team that could get at least this far, you know, as far as the division round. And I know Jackson gets hurt a lot, and he was hurt this year, but I still would do that. I still would absolutely do that.
Well, here's the other X factor that I wonder if it sways you with Jackson one way or another. I love Lamar, and yeah, he's a better quarterback than Mac. Absolutely. He's a former MVP,
mm-hmm.
and he still has a ton of amazing football ahead of him, probably his best football ahead of him. Only
the type 20... of player that's a MVP type of candidate.
Thanks, Bill. Only 26 years old. But did you think it was weird that he wasn't at the playoff game?
A little bit, yeah.
I thought it was pretty odd.
I think
and
that means he's gone. He's
yeah,
not coming
I,
back. Yeah.
You have to imagine that things in Baltimore have deteriorated so much between him and coaching, ownership, whatever it is. I'm not super clued in on everything down there. I haven't been following it so closely. Now mm-hmm. you're the betting favorite based on nothing, based on people looking at who needs a quarterback and probably low-performing offenses and where he could be.
It says in this article that a large bet from a Jermaine in East Boston is what swayed the books a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
So that may have something to do with it.
This is people looking at this and saying the Patriots have a ton of top three cap space and did not have a good season with their quarterback. Like, that doesn't mean that this is happening, and it's so annoying to me that people treat it like it's such a strong reality.
Well, no, it doesn't mean that it's happening. It means that Vegas thinks that they can get some action by putting the Patriots at the top there, and it also means the Patriots are in a position where they're considered a favorite for a guy like Jackson. That's all it means. Like, the Jets are another one. Falcons, Raiders, the Bucks, the Commanders, the Titans. These are all
apparently
teams with quarterback voids.
Apparently the Raiders are signing, like, every free agent quarterback.
Every single one of them.
I don't know. But... to go back to him not being at the game, especially since Huntley is like his best friend,
yeah.
apparently. They were talking about it on the broadcast, that those two are inseparable. They're texting nonstop when they're not together. It's not like a competitive vibe between them. And I think if you watched the end of the game, you can understand why.
I think I get why.
But isn't that part is really strange to me. Like, if that's your best friend on the whole team and he's starting in the postseason because you're injured and you're sending out tweets about your injury and then, you know, coaching and ownership is coming out saying we don't really know what that's all about. It's just, it's a super strange way to go out there in a way where even starting last summer was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, and they have, I mean, they've dinked around with him a little bit. I don't 100% blame him, but yeah.
Well,
that's sort of, that's the type
said,
of move you make when you're over it.
Right,
you know?
But he said, you know, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good, great visit. Spent a lot of time with him. Yeah, really interesting guy.
Very good. Glad to hear it. Here's your quarterbacks who are going to be moving around, potentially. Maybe not all of them. Some will probably get re-signed to the teams that they're on. But Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Geno, Danny Dimes, he's technically a free agent, although I don't think the Giants are letting him go anywhere. Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Dalton, Mayfield, your guy in Washington, Heineke, White, White, Darnold, and Brissett. That's the quarterback carousel. Pretty good one. And that's just the guys who are free agents. Who knows who gets traded?
Are you being
or,
sarcastic?
Or anything else there? What do you mean?
Pretty good one?
I do think it is. Brady, Jackson, those two
okay,
studs
those
right
two.
At the top there. Geno Smith had a monster year. Danny's having a good year, even though I did say that he sucked last week. But he's doing all right
and
now. Jimmy Garoppolo
he's
and Carr?
Not a free agent.
Yeah, probably not. So forget him. But Brady, Jackson, Geno, Carr, and Garoppolo?
Good. I don't believe in Geno. I'm sorry, I love the story, but I don't believe in him.
Well, he's having a terrific season.
Would you rather have Geno Smith here or Mac Jones?
I don't know if Mac Jones could do what Smith did.
Okay,
in Seattle.
See, but
honestly, I don't.
You talk about him like he's some powerhouse free agent coming out. And then you're like, oh, I don't know if I'd like him over Mac Jones.
No, I'm saying I don't know if Mac could do what Geno did.
Yeah, so they're
and
on
the same
level. And
that's what I had to
like
pause and think about. The only thing is Geno's so much older, so that's one thing you take into consideration there. And it is sort of a one-off year for him. You're right about that. I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. But a lot of these other guys, I certainly would. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to break another chair in here because that's just how I do, I guess, now. And also, we will talk about a sad reality of last night's game, the Dallas Cowboys. They won the game. It was fine, but their kicker was just abysmal. And there was a firing in the NFL today on a AFC coaching staff. We'll get to all of that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio WEEI, it's Christian Arcan, Megan Ottolini, Arcan and Mego here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We'll be joined by the Razor in about an hour. In the meantime, let's take a call or two. Let's go to my good buddy Steve in Fall River, who has some thoughts on playoff teams and the Patriots. Go ahead, Steve.
I am vehemently against Lamar Jackson. He's got as many playoff wins, Christian, as Brock Purdy. One. He's 1-3. He has three problems. He's brittle. When the games are big, a.k.a. the playoffs, and it's good teams, and you have to throw and you have to get in against the four guys that are now in the playoffs still, when you're going to have to go up against them, he's not going to get you there. you don't need to spend $230 million because the Haslams gave it to this guy in Cleveland, and for some unknown reason, Arizona gave it to that yo-yo. Now, I thought the Ravens were smarter than this. They should have went to Seattle and sent this guy packing when he... They gave him a great offer, by the way. I'm even surprised they gave it to him. They should have seen what I saw. Take the draft picks, start all over again. You got a good team there. And you could have taken a boatload of draft picks like Seattle. Now you got the guy thinking everybody's going to be jumping on his bandwagon. I don't know if they are or they aren't, but if I was running the show, I wouldn't be doing it.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. I kind of agree with you. I like Jackson, but I do think that Baltimore screwed this up because they did have a chance. If they wanted to trade him, they could have, and they would have gotten a huge haul for him, and that was a missed opportunity. If they were going to just, you know, dink around like they're doing right now, then I think, yeah, that would have been that would have certainly been the way to go and the way to separate and everything, and you take all the hate from it from all the, you know, fans who love Jackson and everything, but then you have a big war chest full of draft picks you can work with, and that's a good thing to have. So, yeah, they could have handled it differently. I understand that. But in terms of that other stuff, yeah, it's like I think that Jackson isn't on the same level right now as Patrick Mahomes by any means. No one's mistaking that, and he does get hurt a lot. But when he's right, it's hard to compete with him. Like, when he's right, he's about as good as there is. And you have a much better chance of getting there. Maybe he hasn't taken that team there yet, but you bring him in here, I think that makes your team automatically at least a division round team. At least.
Again, I agree. Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback than Mac Jones. I'm not having that debate here. I don't think it's fair to compare him to Kyler Murray. I mean, one guy's like a total jack wagon and mm-hmm. got his coach blown out of town, and the other one is, I think, did the bet on himself model, and it didn't work because he got hurt, and now the Ravens are in a conundrum with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I go back to, I don't think he's a fit here. And it's really not to me, in terms of all the needs in this Patriots offense, I don't think that that's like the dire need. You know, if you had a car and you had like seven different lights on your dashboard mm-hmm. of what you needed to get fixed, or the diagnostic machine that they run on your car when you take it in because the one little light is on your dashboard, that's kind of what you're looking at with this Patriots offense. And it's kind of like, you know, well, you need all these other things for your car to run properly and safely.
Right.
And then we can worry about, you know, replacing the panel on the side that's just a different color from the rest of your car or whatever.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that. And I also think that if you bring Lamar Jackson in here, you don't just bring him in here. You have to overhaul the whole offensive line almost completely.
To be clear, I'm not like a car expert. I know that the dashboard doesn't light up when you have paint difference.
I know what you mean.
But I'm saying it's not the immediate need.
Right. It's not the immediate need. That's true. There's other more important
needs. And you can argue
with
me on that.
Just to make it a competent offense. But if you want to take it to the next level, I think a guy like Jackson is one of the only ones out there that'll do that right away. You know, Geno Smith and Tom Brady and those guys, like, I think they would all be fine. I'd be okay with the Patriots making a move on one of them, obviously. But I think Jackson's the one that sort of stands out from that crowd.
Well, if you took Lamar Jackson, like, okay, let's just play in fantasy world. Patriots go, they sign Lamar Jackson, they plug him in right now. As far as your check engine light, your tires, what's the first move you have to make in order for Lamar Jackson to succeed in this offense, considering they basically custom built an offense to suit his skill set?
Offense coordinator.
I'd say
that's the first one.
I'd say a couple of tackles. You need two tackles.
I'm with you. I'm thinking you got to figure out your tackle situation.
He's going to get crushed. I mean, you want him to stay healthy, right? Like, you can't. He's not staying healthy if you trot that same offensive line out there and say good luck, Lamar, and hope that Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith can block on the edge.
This guy's fast, Pa.
I don't think that's going to work.
Keep up with him.
617-779-7937. Let's try Joe and Melrose. Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
All right. I'm all about Lamar Jackson, but the game I was thinking about, if the Patriots can get him, that's great. But you remember, Baltimore can still franchise him, so you have to trade draft picks as well. But the other thing, the game that interested me over the weekend was the Jacksonville game with Trevor Lawrence. And the lesson for Mac Jones, because what I was worried about with Mac Jones coming out of Alabama, he had a great offensive line, great receivers. He's not throwing into tight windows. He's not throwing under pressure a lot. And the other thing that we learned this year is he's not behind a lot at Alabama, so he's not under pressure. So, like, these mental meltdowns on the sidelines are killing us. And, like, that, what, the way Trevor Lawrence came back in the second half, Mac Jones doesn't have that happen because he, you know, he just throws it. He can't emotionally control himself.
Thanks for the call, Joe. And I would say this, Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes, these guys that are in the Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, like those four, they may be the four AFC
Horsemen
playoff.
Apocalypse.
Like that may be it for like a while. You know, I was sort of thinking that the other day. Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if the Jaguars are always going to be good enough to, they're 9-8 this year or whatever they were, and they needed a big comeback just to get this far. But like, if it's not him, sub him out with Herbert. You know, I feel like there's four AFC quarterbacks right there, five even, if you throw, you know, Lawrence, Herbert, switch them in and out. It's going to be tough to crack that. It's going to be tough for the Patriots, whoever they have, to crack into that.
But it's not because Trevor Lawrence, sorry, I don't think it's because Trevor Lawrence is mentally tougher than Mac Jones.
I think he's just better
Trevor
than Trevor
Lawrence.
Lawrence
is just looks like he's, you know, carved out of marble and then slings it.
Yeah,
and yeah, he had an amazing comeback. Like,
he's
I'm
better.
Not
he was the number. He was a blue chip prospect.
Incredible, yeah. Incredible quarterback. And I still, I guess, I'm of the mind that I still think that Mac Jones can be a really good quarterback and can take you deep into the playoffs if in the right system. And you can easily get that here. Like, you really can.
Yeah,
you can get the right offensive coordinator. You can build around him. You can have success with him. I'm not of the mind that you have to have one of the top four quarterbacks in the entire league to get there. Now, are you going to get there every year? Probably not.
No.
Probably but it, not. But
it'll be tough to get it, to crack that that group, I think.
I also feel
yeah, that
when we talk, the further I get away from the ending of the Patriots season, the more it feels like things got really bad behind closed doors with this team. Like, I think the relationships were really frayed behind closed doors with this team, with Mac and some of the situations and the circumstances that as after the injury that he suffered with the high ankle sprain. And then as the season went on, him kind of looking around after every game and going, we're not making any progress. This isn't getting any better. Mm-hmm. And at some point you lose your patience. And that sounds like an apologist for me, like on Mac's side, but that's truly how I feel. The further we get away from it, the more I'm like, I can't believe we had to sit through this crap all season.
I'm not really aware about specifically what you're talking about.
Oh, we know what you're talking about there, unfortunately. The Chargers made a move. They fired offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi and the quarterback's coach. And everyone's saying, well, that's good, even though really what you think is why didn't they fire their head coach, Brandon Staley?
I can't believe they didn't fire Brandon Staley.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Just while we're on this, I agree they should have fired Brandon Staley, but isn't this the same sort of conversation that the Patriots should be having? Honestly, isn't it technically the same sort of thing? It's all about, hey, fire the offensive coordinator. Hey, move on from Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. And if that happens, fine. But you move on from them just like the Chargers moving on from these people, I sort of feel like, is the exact same thing. The offensive coordinator was a problem this year, sure. Who put him there? Who hired him? Who co-signed for it and thought it was a good idea? That was
next
all
question.
Bill. It was all you, Bill. I mean, I'm sorry. If Brandon Staley deserves to be fired for what happened to the Chargers and not the offensive coordinators getting reassigned or whatever, then I don't know how you don't apply that same thing to the
because
Patriots.
Because when did Brandon Staley earn the benefit of the doubt? Can you stop breaking the chair over there? My God.
I'm not talking about the benefit of the doubt. I'm talking about this season.
Well, that's what we're talking about, giving the coach the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Because of who he is.
And if you give him the benefit of the doubt just because of who he is and not because of what
just
he's doing or the way things are going here,
yeah.
Then you just do that forever and you never fire him and you never hold him accountable for anything.
Not forever.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we got some hot Gerard Mayo takes as he's canceled a bunch of interviews. Is this the new Josh McDaniels? We'll get to that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.